I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Matthew 25:35. This sculpture is an invitation to reflect on how we respond to those who are different from us, the outsider, the displaced, the ones who seek refuge. In welcoming the stranger, we do more than open a door. We open our hearts to the presence of Christ in those who are often overlooked. Let's take a closer look together. I do believe that this time in our world today, we are more isolated than ever. There are more people that are perceived as a stranger than ever before. Perhaps because of our technology, our phones, the way we are embedded within our little worlds, our high tech, our fast paced lives, we look at the other as something that's threatening and are really apprehensive to welcoming and to seeing the stranger as something magnificent. The representation of Jesus as a stranger who reveals himself through his suffering wounds is very, very needed today. I created this sculpture of the torn, hooded figure with a backpack of possessions and torn shoes to remind us all that when we see the broken, the marginalized, the different than us, that we should be indeed seeing Christ. This is the spiritual message. This, in a sense, is a spiritual medicine that we all have to take. When I first started thinking about sculpting, when I was a stranger, you let me in, I had a very, very narrow view of what the scripture meant. I envisioned a figure at a doorway, opened a crack, letting someone in someone's house for dinner. Then I realized, after I contemplated, that what the scripture means is not just letting someone in your house, but letting someone in your world, in your community, in your heart. Therefore, the sculpture is just of the stranger, and you approach the sculpture. You let him in visually by actually coming close to the work of artwork. The sculpture is an eternal symbol of how Jesus always wants to represent himself as one of the strangers. Within this scripture, it's fascinating because Jesus says that when you let a stranger in, you are letting him in. The sculpture is an eternal reminder that when we welcome the stranger, we are welcoming Jesus within our lives. Jesus did not say it's a good thing or it's highly recommended that you let the stranger in. He said it's your spiritual duty to let me in, and I am the stranger. The stranger has now been permanently installed here at one of the oldest churches in Rome. The fact that this church has been here since the 4th century and now this visual message of what's inside the church reminds us all that it is our spiritual duty to not only be welcoming to the stranger, but to see Jesus within the stranger. I welcome you all to come and take a look and also touch the hands. Put your fingers within the wounds of the sculpture here of Jesus. One of my favorite quotes on art comes from Oscar Wilde, the Irish playwright. He mentioned in his essay, Decay of Line, the people in London didn't see the fog till the painters started painting it. And I think that's one of the most special features about artwork. It brings attention. It crystallizes a subject matter. It brings awareness. Hopefully these sculptures have made you aware of the connection between Christ and the marginalized. I truly appreciate you taking the time to engage with this sculpture. Art is a conversation, and I hope this piece has spoken to you in a meaningful way. There's more to discover, more to reflect on. Let's keep walking together. See you at When I Was Naked.